Everyone in this community has a story. The Petersburg Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences by setting aside time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the public library. In this excerpt, Don Nelson tells Bev Hammer about being in Petersburg on Pearl Harbor Day and the blackouts during the months that followed.
You were just a kid during those World War II years, and you must have some memories of what went on in town. And tell us a little bit about the town and what was going on.
I was 10 years old when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, and of course that remains very vivid in my mind. Exactly every minute I was doing on December 7th, 1941, we had a heavy snow. It was on a Sunday. We had a heavy snowfall. And I was out shoveling snow. My folks were in church. And a neighbor girl came by and said the Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor. And the Standard Oil tanker was in port at that time to start discharging petroleum products. And when my dad came back from church, I can remember him and the captain of the tanker conferring on what to do. In those days, there was no or very limited long-distance phone service, so they couldn't contact the Standard Oil office in Seattle. So they didn't know what to do. They realized, and at that time it was more or less mild panic up here. Nobody knew what the Japanese attack would consist of, but they did know one thing: we had to get that oil tanker out of town. So my dad and the captain of the Alaska Standard figured the best thing to do was to cut loose from the dock and head out into Frederick Sound around Cape Fanshawe and jog until they could get orders from San Francisco on where to hide the tanker. So that was done, and that was on December 7th. December 8th, that night, Petersburg reacted real quickly to the crisis. There was an instantaneous blackout, and I can remember walking to school the next morning, Monday, December 8th at 8 o'clock, and of course in the winter it's pitch dark. I usually walk to school with my neighbor friend, Darlene Roosevelt, and the town was completely black. And as we were walking through Singley Alley, some of the authorities in town were rounding up the local Japanese community. There was quite a Japanese community in 1941 in Petersburg, mostly employed as shrimp pickers with Earl Omer's Alaska Glacier Seafood Company. And I think they were finally lodged that night in the jail till they could figure out what to do with them. Petersburg was blacked out. Of course, in those days, there were very, very few cars in town, so that was not a problem driving. The cars that did drive had a blue cellophane over their headlights. The stores downtown remained open, and they all put false plywood over their entrances and over their windows so they could have lights on. But the town was completely blacked out.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the public library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.